I just had this fear. We knew that they were violent. We knew that they had committed a lot of robberies, so we knew who we were going to get. We didn't think it was going to go like that. You know, if we come with a heavy presence, police force, you know, they throw their hands up.
Get down now!
But our guy told us he's not going no matter what. They had guns. If it's going to be a shootout, he's going to take it to the bridge. He's going to go out like this. He wants that. But during the shooting, a mother called her son over. Said, please come, 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 come. And he was running across the parking lot where we are between us and the defendant. He was probably elementary school, 6, 7 years old. He was a small kid. And he was running over, and he was going to run in front of us. And I grabbed him out of instinct, put him inside of a dumpster, shut the door. After everything was done, I went back, got him out, put him on the ground, rubbed his head, said, you all right? He said, yeah. He said, what went on? I said, you don't want to know. And he went on. And people saw that was happening, and I got my Medal of Valor for saving that kid's life.
Meet Detective Gary McFadden, a 27-year veteran of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department.
If the sun was out, I was out. If the birds was out, I was out. I want it to be known if I came to your house, I was going to help you. But I want you to also be able to talk to me on a personal level. I knock on the door, and they say, who is this? I said, Gary. And when they come to the door, who are you? Oh, yeah, I am the police. Can I talk to you for a minute? My first 10 minutes is, what are you cooking? Or whose picture on the wall? I have to get into the house first.
He's not your typical homicide detective. Maybe that's because of his deep personal connection to murder.
We got the call. Uncle Clance, you know, called everybody and says Carson has been killed in Aiken. We went to the funeral. We went to Uncle Carson's home. I'll never forget it. Stood in the yard. People watched us. You know, officers are driving up and down the street, you know, the sheriff or whatever in Aiken at that time. But just the way that law enforcement treated us at that time, they didn't talk to anybody. They didn't ask a lot of questions. It's just basically we're doing an investigation and we find something, we'll let you know. I would never allow a family to feel the way we did that day. And I had no idea I was going to be a detective. But I knew that I would never treat another human being like that.
Join Detective Gary McFadden for an all-new season of Investigation Discovery's hit podcast, Detective.
I'm Detective Gary McFadden.
Let me help teach you what justice is.
Detective premieres Tuesday, June 7th. Join us every week for a new episode or subscribe to Detective on iTunes.